True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Inside the 35, already in scoring range. Reed pumps, wants to take the shot.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are live from Taco Bueno in Arlington, having a good time today. Don't forget, if you didn't get to come out here for this week's Friday football feast, next week we're going to be giving away Cowboys tickets, so get ready for that.
What?
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing, plus so much more, but we had a good time today. Kevin, I think we just finally gave away all of our prizes for the day. So,
nice.
So you cannot win anymore because you're
Take
in Vegas
that.
Mostly. Right now, and we'll get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a moment, Kevin is still on the hunt for Triple H and The Undertaker, but right now it is time for what game are you interested in this weekend? And it could be college, it could be high school, it could be professional football as well. That's called NFL, Kevin. Yours.
Right.
Let's go with you first.
So, obviously, on the college front, I'm going to point out Texas A&M and Notre Dame. Texas A&M did significantly better on the road last year in conference play than they had, but, man, it's been a long time since they've been beat a ranked team on the road. They're about a touchdown underdog. I'm trying to decide if I should hedge my bets out here and bet some money on Notre Dame on the money line. So at least if A&M were to win, I wouldn't feel so bad. I mean, I would feel great. But if Notre Dame were to win, I'd be like, well, at least I made like a little bit of money out of it. And so I'm very excited to see Texas A&M and Notre Dame. It feels very much like it could dictate the direction of the season for both of those teams.
That is that's one right there that I definitely figured he would be in on for this
Shocker.
Weekend. Alec, where are you heading?
I'm going to go to the National Football League, also known as the NFL, Corey.
I like it.
And there's a couple interesting matchups this week that I'm looking at.
You have
a Super Bowl rematch in the 325 slot this week with the Eagles.
Can we
Chiefs,
talk? Can we stop on that game for just one second, Alec?
Sure.
So a note that I saw along the way, this is the first time as of now that the Chiefs are going to be home underdogs in 3 years.
Jeez.
And so you've seen the line kind of fluctuate, but I think it's at Philly by 1.5 right now.
Sure.
But yeah, first time in 3 years they've been home dogs.
Well, that's what happens when you start getting into dynasty status. You know, those wild numbers start popping up. I'm more intrigued in that now. But I am going to go to the Sunday night football matchup, Falcons-Vikings, because I still want to figure out what that Falcons offense looks like consistently with our favorite Michael Penix at quarterback. And J.J. McCarthy late in the game in week one really impressed me. And I want to see what he can continue to build on. I saw this, like, sounds from the sideline kind of thing that they do, where in the fourth quarter he walked up to Justin Jefferson, and he's like, don't give up on me yet. Just believe in me.
I like
it. And Jettis was like, no, you don't got to tell me that. We're good. Mm-hmm. They go down there and they orchestrate a beautiful drive. So I'm kind of intrigued by that Vikings team.
I got a game, Kevin, that you can absolutely ignore. That is a noon o'clock game for the Niners and Saints. Don't worry about that. Mac Jones and whoever, if it's Spencer Rattler or Kellen Moore, nobody knows. you can absolutely ignore that game, though, so don't worry about that one.
Thank you.
The ones that I will check in on, though, and here's the thing. With Caleb Williams, I want to see him out of division. Because in division, I know that like they can know you and they can defeat you in that way. And I want to see how he – I want to see – he's already got two opponents early in the season that are in division. I want to see him out of it. But that Bears-Lions matchup between those 0-1 teams, it's weird that you would be this excited about two 0-1 teams. But here we are with Giants and Cowboys and then Bears and Lions squaring off with each other both at 0-1. That combination, I want to see if Caleb – I'm still invested in what I think the Bears are eventually going to be. It's just can Caleb Williams overcome not seeing what he's supposed to see? And then it's the other noon game, the Jaguars and Bengals. I know this is a ridiculously weird game to be excited about. Yes.
Sorry, Corey.
I am very excited about this because I like both of these quarterbacks, and I like some of the other skill players on both of these teams. They're a lot of fun. I don't have any. I guess I do have Chase Brown. I don't have anybody that I'm really like intrigued about in the game for fantasy purposes. This is just one of those combinations that it's two quarterbacks that were drafted very high. One's been to a Super Bowl and one's never lived up. And I want to see that storyline continue to play out with these guys.
Okay, then can I throw out one other game and maybe it will elicit a similar response from y'all? I am interested in Broncos Colts because. That's fair.
Huh.
Because lot of people are high on the Broncos, but if the Colts were to win this game and Daniel Jones were to look good again, I'm not saying like that changes everybody's mind, but it does kind of make me wonder how people view him and the Colts. If they took down a Broncos team that I feel like people have like pretty decently high hopes for this season, right?
Yeah, and I think you got a really interesting point because what a lot of people – I mean, I know there are a lot of people that are trying to be like, hey, you guys were all wrong about Daniel Jones. And my first instinct is still, yeah, but it was Miami. And Miami is miserable right
now.
They aren't a good football team. So this Broncos defense is one of the top-tier elite defenses in the NFL. Can Shane Steichen and his bunch put something together that defeats them and Daniel Jones actually match up whenever he's going up against them? I also want to see Daniel Jones. It's going to be another home game for him. I want to see him on the road with when he's not underneath a roof. Because whenever we would watch him in New York, he struggled to throw a deep ball. And he didn't really throw a deep ball against Miami much last week. But without a roof, I wonder if he continues to struggle to throw that deep ball or if he's found something else in his game. If Philadelphia goes and steamrolls the Chiefs, does that make you guys feel better about the way that your game went? Or do you go, no, the Chiefs' window is shut?
That's tough. I'll feel a little bit better, but at the same time, I got to stay level-headed and realize that the Chiefs aren't what they used to be.
Yeah.
Still a good football team, don't get me wrong, but they're not the superpower that I've come to like address them as. So yeah. I'd feel a little bit better, but nothing that's going to like help me sleep at night.
Yeah. Right now, though, it is time for everybody's favorite part of the segment. You've been waiting all week for the moment.
My whole life.
When this happens. By the way, Giants left tackle Andrew Thomas is listed as doubtful for Sunday's game versus the Cowboys. So hopefully, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. Right now, though, it is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Hey, this is where I've been instructed that I start talking.
That's true.
It is time for Masterpiece of the Week, where we go through the wild and wacky and most of the time concerning things that have been said on these airwaves. And we have a tradition here where we like to pick on people who aren't here to defend themselves. So Mickey Spagnuolo has made many appearances on this segment, and I think this is going to be one of his best ones. I titled this one, Doing It on the Sideline.
Do it or not on the sideline, you know, with the coach or a teammate, but don't do it on the field and don't do it with the quarterback.
Oh, my. That's some good advice, man.
I know we have a lot of time left in this segment. Yeah. I don't even know why we have to listen to anything else.
That's my one seed.
Somebody texted in the other day, and they were like, hey, have you guys ever put Mickey on Masterpiece of the Week? And I was like, oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely. So they might be a new listener, and that's okay. I always welcome new listeners. Mickey has won many times. And I still, to this day, think that he knows exactly what he's doing when he's trying to – and he's trying to win Masters.
He's in on the bit.
Yeah, he is.
All right, before the show, I texted Alec and asked him if he thought it'd be a good idea that I go through and listen to these beforehand. And he said yes. And with that nature, I did not go through and listen to them. Because last week we went through it raw, and I thought it was a lot more fun.
Oh, mark yourself saying that.
You have to add that for next week.
Okay. So this one, Kevin said, and it's titled Butt Jump.
His, like, butt jump wiggle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when the Colts got the turnover, that dude was butt jumping and wiggling over on the right side of the end zone. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not embarrassed by that.
Sounds like a dance in Memphis. Butt jump.
Yeah. If you saw it, that's...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What it looked like.
The butt jump.
Man. Butt jumping, man. It was butt jumping in the club last night, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like a Saturday night.
Buddy was wiggling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, up next, we got an entry from Corey. This one's titled Punch a Kid.
I'll take $5,000. Let me just go punch a little kid for a baseball.
Wow.
Oh, man. See, I thought Mickey was going to run away with this, but now.
I don't think we should play
questions.
That one ever again. And I don't know why I said that either. Honestly,
yes,
I don't
know. Because you wanted $5,000.
Exactly. It sounded pretty clear to me.
It would help a lot, is all I'm saying, especially if it's tax-free. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, good point.
Oh, you're on air saying that. I wouldn't go with that.
All right, let's stay on topic here. Actually, let's switch over to Kevin. This one's titled Gigantic.
That thing is gigantic, dude.
Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, man.
I don't know why my mind went to like high school shower scene or something like
that. Yeah. I was looking through the people and I was like, oh my God.
Dude,
I didn't know you had a weapon like that.
Whoa, wrong people.
I'm sorry. Is this why Undertaker won't come on our show?
Probably.
So. Okay.
That's a joke there.
Okay. Actually, that goes right next to Mickey, by the way. So.
All right. So I got kind of excited because I thought we could kind of keep a trend going. This one was titled Beat Kids by Sean, but it's 14 minutes and 59 seconds long.
Okay.
So
what?
That one didn't get saved.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens. I think this one's sort of, actually, I haven't listened to it. This one's titled Stroke from Corey.
It's a silhouette of a dude in his full stroke.
You kind of stumbled there, too.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like I was having one while I was talking just now.
Trying to avoid saying it, and then you were like, you know what? We've already made it this far.
Yeah, that was about golf.
Yeah, Kevin was saying that the U.S. put a Rory McIlroy, a non-American, on a T-shirt, and at first I bought it, and then he showed me a side-by-side picture, and that was when I realized that was Rory McIlroy's stroke.
Well,
This one could go one of two ways, and I'm kind of terrified. This one's titled The Hump, and this was Corey.
You've had the hump before, all right? Everybody's had the hump. We know.
Wow.
You know what? Here's the thing. Back in the day, when I ran the bar, Kevin, the end of the night, the guy who ran our karaoke on Friday nights always knew that Adrian was going to come up and sing Baby Got Back. And then before that, our general manager, Noel, he always wanted to do my humps with by the Black Eyed Peas. And he would do that, and all the ladies at the bar would hop up there and sing and dance with him. So that's a different story. I was talking about getting over something.
Have you heard that the Humpty Dance is your chance to do
to do the hump? Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to do that part because then I'll do the hump, do hump.
We've made it to the portion of the segment where the remaining ones are just body parts. So this was Corey, and it's titled Butt Crack.
If you have an ice cube running down your butt crack, then I get it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's okay. True. And all right. Lucius, your thoughts on ice cubes?
I don't have any, really, actually.
So what had happened, Lucius, was I poured some ice water over my head, and an ice cube got stuck in my pads. And then whenever I went to snap the ball, the ice cube went down my butt crack. It melted and went down, and I got called for a false start. And my coach was like, how does this happen? And I tried to explain that to him, and he didn't believe the story. So
yeah, I would have made you run as soon as you said it. Coach, it was ice in my butt crack, coach. Sorry. I'm going to show you ice. Get those gassers right now.
Yep, go ahead. Hit 120, buddy. Get on out of here.
Sideline, go. Go melt that ice.
I'd love to get Lucius's thoughts on this one. This one's titled Throat.
Who else do we need to take down?
Throat slam around here.
Well, you know what?
I love Mickey.
Man, it felt like Mickey. Yeah, he was ready to respond to that.
Who needs a throat slam? Yeah, right. No, that's actually
like Nancy Reagan.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Throco.
All right. Kevin,
what that was just Throco, for Carter. Bro. That was just for Carter.
Give her respect, man. She earned that name, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not wrong.
Who knows this story, by the way, aside from
You need to talk to Carter if you don't.
We might have to release that as a podcast so it makes more sense.
And makes for air. We cannot talk about that on air.
That is very true. Very true.
Greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. All right. How many more do we got time for?
As many as you want.
Yeah.
Right. Keep going.
All right. This one's titled Janet. This was Kevin.
Yeah. Janet in accounting. You too. I'm glad that I defeated you.
Take that, Janet.
There's some Janet out there that listens, and she's just like, here I am with my spreadsheets, and Kevin is just trying to attack me.
Oh my gosh. And I don't even know, I could see where I was trying to go with some sort of analogy, but I don't know what the springboard was for it. So it makes me sound like a weirdo.
Ryan, one of our Tolos says that was about Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sorry. Because he said he was so glad to defeat everyone in the Jets organization. So I was envisioning him going through the office building and just in your face, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Got another one. Thank you.
Get my W-2 to be quick enough.
That's true. Why is that the case? Why does it always take so long?
Mm. All right, Corey, this one was titled Intersection, but I don't think it's that simple. Let's see.
Don't do it in an intersection.
Nope, it wasn't.
But for love?
Oh, yeah. You're right, Kevin. Do not drift around an intersection.
That's what they call it these days?
Like they did in Tokyo Drift.
Sure.
But remember, she gave her phone number because he drifted around her in an intersection. Mm. And they had potential for having love. Not just that night.
That
but
feels
in the future.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
So I need a sports car.
Yeah, sports cars can get you. Well, you got a great blazer, dude.
I do.
You got a great
blazer. But I'm going to go back to Platinum. I'm going to get a Camaro now.
And then you're going to – don't tell them you're going to drift in it. Don't tell them you're going to drift in an intersection.
Let's do one more. This one is Kevin. I think it's titled Moldova. I don't know. I might have butchered that.
I'm Moldova.
Nope,
we can.
You didn't butcher it. Nope.
Nailed it.
No, you nailed it, bro. Congratulations.
Kevin almost spit his water out. That was amazing.
Can you play that one more time?
I'm Moldova. We can't.
We can't.
Okay.
That was about the soccer story against Norway.
That's so stupid.
And I'm going to vote for Mickey Spagnola and his thoughts on where you can and can't do it and who you can and can't do it with.
Do it on the sideline, you know, with the coach. Or a teammate, But don't do it on the field, and don't do it with the quarterback.
There you go.
Why is he blocking like that?
Yeah. Coming up next, the Mick block.
Stick to the rules, man. Stick to the rules.
I feel like this definitely is it's about the friends and fun we had along the way, because I will also vote for the very first clip that we heard.
Do it on the sideline, you know, with the coach or a teammate. But don't do it on the field, and don't do it with the quarterback.
Because they have the blue tent, so that's why the sideline.
That's why it's there.
Is that not really the injury tent?
It's not an injury tent at all.
It just used to be a blue blanket, and they turned it into the blue tent.
The blue tent, sponsored by Blue Chew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't vote against. That's how quarterbacks can see the field after. Yeah. I can't vote against it, man. It's Mickey.
Do it on the sideline, you know, with the coach or a teammate, but don't do it on the field, and don't do it with the quarterback.
There you go. And Lucius, if you would like to vote, you're more than welcome.
I'm so happy I get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Mickey there, man. That was a great recommendation. I don't know why he's blocking the quarterback like that. I feel like it's free game for everybody. If I can get to the quarterback.
Yes, exactly. But,
you know, I'm going with Mick.
Do it on the sideline, you know, with the coach or a teammate. But don't do it on the field, and don't do it with the quarterback.
My gosh. And I know he had a very serious point there, treated as such.
Oh, man.
But this is Masterpiece of the Week. Thank you very much, fellas, for that. It is now time to crosstalk with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.